Hey, Super Green Team, welcome to the download. It's your weekly, I guess you could say, cheat sheet for what's new and noteworthy in the healthcare tech world.
Yeah, things move fast.
Yeah, super fast.
So we got to stay on top of it.
Definitely. So we've got three big stories to unpack today, and I think they're all pretty relevant to the work that you all do.
For sure. We've got a company absolutely crushing it in the weight management space, another company proving that connecting doctors digitally is a good business, and of course, a little bit of a cautionary tale that not every startup, even in health tech, makes it.
All right, so let's dive into that first one. Hims and Hers, they are seeing some serious success. 77% revenue growth, over $400 million. Their subscriber base is up 44%. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, what's driving these numbers? Is it just the right product at the right time, or is there a little bit more to it?
Well, it's definitely more than just luck. They've been really strategic about tapping into the weight management market and specifically the demand for these GLP-1 medications. You're probably seeing this trend reflected in some of your clients' work, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
These drugs are having a major moment, but there's a bit of a twist.
Yeah, there's a nationwide shortage, right? I saw some headlines about that. How are they navigating that? Isn't that a problem if they're banking on this treatment?
It could be, but Hims and Hers is already thinking ahead. They're planning to introduce a generic version of Novo Nordisk's liraglutide in 2025. Right. That's a really savvy way to address the supply issue and potentially grab even more market share, right? Because they can offer a more affordable option.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Turning a potential roadblock into a competitive advantage. I think that's something our team should be thinking about. You know, how can we bake that kind of proactive thinking into our marketing strategies for health tech startups?
Absolutely. It's a great case study in understanding market dynamics and coming up with innovative solutions. And speaking of market dynamics, let's move on to Doximity, the online platform for doctors.
Right, Doximity. They seem to be doing pretty well for themselves, too. Last time I checked, they had a big chunk of U.S. physicians on their platform.
It's a huge chunk, over 80%.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And their latest earnings report shows just how powerful that network is. They saw a 20% year-over-year revenue increase, reaching $136.8 million. And what's the key? They're giving doctors tools they actually find useful.
Okay, so what kind of tools are we talking about? You know, doctors are really busy people. Are they really taking the time to engage with these tools?
Oh, absolutely. Think telehealth, secure messaging, and even, get this, AI-powered assistants for tasks like writing referral letters.
Wow.
And yes, doctors are using them. Doximity reported over 1 million AI prompts were used just last quarter. That tells me that there's a real desire for tech that can make their jobs easier.
So what's the takeaway for Super Green then? Is every health tech startup suddenly supposed to jump on the AI bandwagon?
Not necessarily. The bigger point here is about understanding your audience. Doximity didn't try to be everything for everyone. They laser-focused on doctors and creating a valuable ecosystem for them. That focus created a network effect that's incredibly powerful.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sometimes it's better to have a niche than try to do everything.
Yeah.
But for every success story like Doximity or Hims and Hers, there are startups that, well, they don't make it.
Right.
And we've got a pretty high-profile example of that this week.
Unfortunately.
Forward, the tech-enabled primary care provider, they've shut down operations.
Yeah.
And this wasn't some small bootstrap startup. They raised $657 million.
Crazy.
And they were valued at $1 billion.
$1 billion, yeah.
So I got to ask, what went wrong? They had the funding. They had the technology. They seemed to have everything going for them.
Yeah. On paper, they seem to be doing everything right. But Forward's closure highlights, I think, a really important point. Execution and sustainability matter, maybe even more than initial funding or a flashy concept.
So what are the warning signs other startups should be looking out for? What can they learn from Forward's mistakes?
It seems like, from what we've gathered, they struggled with operational complexities, had trouble scaling their infrastructure, and maybe overestimated how much people would buy into their model of reactive care. You know, they were known for their really sleek clinics, their big investment in AI, but they might have missed the mark on building a business model that could actually go the distance.
So even with all the right ingredients, things can still fall apart. It feels like a bit of a cautionary tale, especially for some of the startups that our team works with, you know, the ones who might be prioritizing technology over operational efficiency.
Exactly. Forward's story is a really good reminder to ask the tough questions early on. Is this business model truly sustainable? Are we focusing on the right things for long-term success? And are we being realistic about the challenges of scaling in healthcare?
Yeah. Okay, so we've got a company capitalizing on a trend, another one building a powerful network, and one that stumbled despite having tons of resources. It's a pretty good, I think, snapshot of the landscape that our team navigates every day.
It really is. And as we move on to our next story, we're going to see how even established players in healthcare tech aren't immune to challenges.
Oh.
Get ready. This one involves cybersecurity. It's a reminder that in today's world, data protection is everyone's business. So let's talk about Change Healthcare. They're a big player in the revenue cycle management space,
Okay.
and they got hit with a cyber attack recently.
Cybersecurity. It always seems to be like lurking around the corner, ready to just mess things up, especially in healthcare, where the stakes are so high. Change Healthcare, they work with a ton of providers, so I imagine this attack caused a lot of disruption.
While they're working to get back on track, this whole thing really highlights how vulnerable even big, well-established companies are and how important it is to have really strong cybersecurity.
It makes you think about the messaging for our clients, you know. We got to help them see cybersecurity not just as an IT issue, but as like a core part of building trust, protecting their reputation.
Absolutely. It's essential, especially when you're dealing with sensitive patient data. But let's shift gears a little bit and talk about a company that's making headlines for a good reason this time.
Okay.
Waystar, they're a healthcare payment software company,
Okay.
and they just went public.
Oh, wow.
Their third quarter results came out, and they actually beat expectations. Revenue is up 22% year over year.
22%. That's pretty impressive, especially in this economy. What's their secret?
Well, they're tackling a really big pain point for healthcare providers, which is all the financial complexity.
Right.
Their cloud-based platform helps streamline billing, manage claims, all that stuff. Basically, it makes the revenue cycle run more smoothly.
So they're taking care of the admin headaches that keep providers up at night. That's got to be a relief for a lot of them, right? Frees them up to focus on patients.
And they're not just, sitting back and relaxing. They're constantly innovating. In fact, they just announced a partnership with Google Cloud to add generative AI to their offerings.
Oh, AI again. It seems like it's everywhere in healthcare these days. What does this AI integration mean for Waystar then?
It positions them as a leader, I think, and it could really change the game for revenue cycle management. It's something Supergreen should definitely be paying attention to. It's a great example of how companies can use the latest technology to stay ahead of the curve and attract new clients.
For sure.
There's actually another interesting thing about Waystar's success. Their client base is really diverse.
Oh, yeah.
They work with all sorts of providers, from big hospital systems to small practices.
That makes sense.
That kind of diversification helps them, deal with changes in the market and adapt.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
It's a good principle that your team can emphasize with your clients. Building a strong foundation for long-term growth is key.
For sure.
Speaking of long-term growth, remember Ruth Health, that maternal health startup we talked about earlier?
Yeah, what happened?
They shut down. It's a reminder that even with a great idea and funding, sometimes the market is just really tough to
Well,
crack.
that's rough.
They just couldn't find that, product market fit that's so crucial for sustainable growth.
That's a hard lesson, but an important one, especially for those early stage startups. Getting the right message to the right audience is everything.
And sometimes that means being flexible, willing to change direction based on user feedback and, just the way the market shifts.
Agility is key. It actually reminds me of Forward, that tech-focused primary care company. Their shutdown, I think it's sparked a lot of debate about the role of technology in healthcare.
For sure.
Some people argue that they focus too much on AI and these like futuristic clinics and not enough on the human touch.
That's a really interesting point. Finding the right balance between tech innovation and that personal touch in healthcare is tricky. This is something your team at Supergreen should be thinking about when you're creating narratives for clients. It's about showing how tech can empower patients and providers without losing that human connection.
It's a tough balance. And you really got to understand your audience, right? What matters to them? What do they expect?
And speaking of understanding your audience, think about Doximity. They've had so much success with physicians because they're giving them tools that they actually want to use.
Like those AI-powered assistants.
Yeah, doctors are embracing those tools. It proves that sometimes the best way to reach your target audience is to just make their lives easier.
Yeah, simplify things for them.
Exactly. And that brings us back to what we've been talking about today, understanding the healthcare tech market and using that knowledge to build effective marketing strategies.
Wow, we've covered a lot today.
We have. Weight management, cybersecurity, going public, shutting down.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is. And I think it all points to one big takeaway. This industry is constantly changing. What works today might not work tomorrow. The companies that succeed are the ones that can adapt and innovate.
So what's the most important thing for our Super Green team to remember? What should they be focusing on when they're helping their clients navigate all this?
I'd say it comes down to really understanding their target audience.
Where?
What are their needs? What motivates them? Whether it's physicians who are looking for ways to save time or patients who want more personalized healthcare, you got to know who you're talking to.
And craft a message that speaks to them. Right?
Exactly. It's got to be clear, compelling, and authentic.
And trustworthy, right?
Absolutely. Especially in healthcare. Data privacy, security, those are non-negotiables. You can't mess around with that stuff.
Yeah, it's all about building confidence. You got to demonstrate expertise and build credibility.
And show how technology can make healthcare better, more human, not less.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Well, that's a wrap for this week's download. Super Green Team, I hope this gives you some food for thought as you work with your clients, helping them navigate the crazy world of health tech.
Yeah, until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay ahead of the game.
We'll be back next week for another deep dive.